Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now, because you've been busy. It's been a while since we actually got to talk in 2024. I don't know if we've even done it yet. But anyway, joining me now from Combat Speed LLC is Super Dave Harrington. Good afternoon, sir.
Afternoon, Mr. Bill. How you doing?
I'm just trying to cope. I have some questions for you because I think you probably know more about it than I do, because when I was in the Army, there was one sleeping bag. Do you remember that back in the day, back in the 80s and the 90s, where there wasn't the sleeping bag? It was one piece, and that's what you got. There was no sleep system, for example.
Right.
And nowadays, the equipment, I'm not sure if it's lighter or not, but it seems like it's a little more well thought out, and it seems like they've gotten past Vietnam with it. So I wanted to talk about the equipment that you've worked with, and I want to start with the sleep system. And what was the most modern sleep system you dealt with when you were in the military?
Well, we had an inner and outer, basically what's called the inner bag. Then, like, the outer shell for the bag.
Right.
And then they had started to phase in. I didn't get one or get any of this type of gear, but they were phasing in these little one-man sleep hooches.
Right.
Like a one-man hooch. Like a loaded
bag,
around.
Bivy bag.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, but the thing about it is, even when I was in the service, just because they issued it didn't mean I had to use it.
Right.
I always used my own sleep gear.
Okay.
So I had my own, like, civilian system, I guess.
Okay.
As you would call it.
Now, was that lighter?
Oh, yeah, much lighter. Much better temperature range for the, I actually had two bags. The inner bag was kind of a warm weather bag.
Right.
But then the shell for that was a cold weather shell. You know what I mean? So you can put the inner and the outer and you would be insulated, very well insulated.
Right.
You know? And, but the one thing I've always done is carry a simple tarp, like a 6x8 tarp.
Right.
To build my own little windfall hooch. See, it's okay to, to try to stay dry. And that's okay because, if you expect to be operating in inclement weather, you're going to be prepared for that. But the biggest thing is, even if it's just light rain, light mist, you got to keep the wind off of you.
Right.
So there's, a simple lean-to is huge when it comes to, maintaining your, or regulating the body temperature,
Right.
So, I never got wrapped around the axle on, using the Army's gear, because even that sleeping bag, the thing was huge, rolled up,
right.
And it took up way too much room in your rucksack anyway.
Right.
So
wound up what was the temperature
to the outside?
What was the temperature range of the bag that you had?
If I remember right, it was the name of the bag was a Ranger bag, and it was way more than I actually needed. I slept in it once.
Right.
Because it was like it had a way negative zero coverage for cold weather.
Right.
Because that's what I bought it for. But I really never worked in a cold weather environment. Now, that's not to say it can't get cold in the desert, because the high desert, a lot of people get fooled. You know, you talk about going to the desert and you're thinking, oh, wow, hot and blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah, it can exceed 100 degrees during the day, but it can certainly plunge below freezing at night. And that's what catches a lot of people.
Right.
But we used to work, when I was in the 7th Light Infantry Division at Fort Ord, California, we used to do a lot of work. What was the name of that place down south of Fort Hunter Liggett was the training area.
Right.
And it was a high desert environment. And I specifically remember one day we were, you know, out on a 2-week field deal, and it was like 104 during the day, and we were having heat casualties,
right?
Because of the heat. And then the next day we were having cold weather casualties because it got down to something like 20 degrees that night,
right?
And guys weren't prepared for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a wide swing.
You know, that's why they call it training. But the environment that you're in, you definitely need to do your homework, not only on the environment that you live in, but the environment that you plan on, you know, winding up in or operating in or whatever, because the weather can, you know, go to extremes in some places.
Well, the actual key, I always thought, because I did a lot of very extreme cold weather stuff in Europe. Because we had a lot of extreme cold weather. And we just had the one sleeping bag, which was the gigantic, I guess, temperate bag.
Right.
And, I mean, back then, they had not figured out the science. And we were just sort of expected to find a way to make it work without having ways delivered to us, right? And we did, but at the same time, the equipment, we like the two shelter, and we're going to talk about tents or shelters in the next little bit. And in the next segment, just to see what your thoughts are on this. But the old two shelter half tent, that was not exactly, I mean, I don't know when that one came out.
That was World War II era.
Okay.
Where you and your money each had a half.
Yeah, we certainly got our money's worth out of that one.
Right.
Because the first time I went to the field was in the Black Forest of in Germany. And we had, me and my other private buddy, we had to pitch our tent in the snow. And the next morning we had to beat our way out of being buried in the snow. Although the tent held up. The tent held up just fine. But, right. Yeah, that was not exactly, this was not exactly a sealed tent against the cold air. But, yeah, gear, I think gear nowadays, and I'm interested, I found it very interesting what you said about the sleeping bag, where you went to the lighter weight civilian counterpart, which makes a whole lot of sense to me. And I'm going to ask, I've got a couple more questions about that before we move on to the tent. Combat Speed LLC is back up and running. If you want to, he's about to set up classes and everything else. And if you want to check out and see what's going to be available in your area, or if you want to sign up for one, very shortly the website will be able to accommodate you. He's also back on Facebook, S. Dave Harrington. You should go sign, you know, go friend him on Facebook. You can find out what he's got going on. You might get a guitar riff. You might get to see his some of his outdoor vehicles that are meant to, you know, that he runs for the hills in the non-existent hills of Florida. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. I'm
Renovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wick. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel the difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Before we go get into the tents, now, as far, now I know how much space the old temperate sleeping bag took up, and it was considerable. We couldn't put it, we didn't have the big rucksacks. We had like the medium sized rucksacks. So we probably, if we were going to carry it all on our back, we had to strap it to the top of it. It would not fit in the rucksack. How big was the sleeping bag you were using as far as how much space it took up the way you packed it?
It had a own compression stack.
Right.
So I could compress it basically into about the size of a soccer ball.
Right. Wow. Okay.
I would say no bigger than maybe a little smaller, maybe a volleyball size package. And it was, you know, back in that day, for the room that we had to work with in the large rucksack, that was very compact, small and compact, you know what I mean?
Right.
But another thing I used to always carry, and I happened to have in my hand at this point, because I was discussing another aspect of this thing, is UST survival reflect tent, a little shelter that's it's an all-weather emergency protection
right
tent. And it's like, 56 wide, 96 long. It weighs like 5.2 ounces. But it folds out into a triangular tent.
Right.
And it's made of that, bright, shiny material that reflects heat or tracks heat. And I've always kept one of those in my rucksack. And I got this one out. I dug this one out of my gear for another project I was discussing with a guy was how do you hide your heat signature? How do you hide from thermal imaging? And I don't know. Now, this was 20 years ago.
Right.
Maybe. But you know the survival blankets?
Right.
That, the bright, shiny material, the survival blankets, the same thing that this tent is made out of that traps your heat, body heat, would also block your heat signature from FLIR. Forward-looking infrared.
Right.
But I don't know how you have to do your own, testing against legit thermal. And thermal imaging is so much everything. Night vision, thermal gear, you name it. Anything electronic that we had 20 years ago is like, to the 20th power now, better than what we had. You know what I mean? It's just unbelievable the weaponry and stuff guys have to work with today.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
The thing that I really question about that part of it is that all that time we were there and everything, we were going through, like when I was in Europe, the stuff worked, but it could have been so much better. And there was no movement at all in refining that as far as I saw. And the entire time I was in the military, the only piece of equipment that I ever saw get refined was the M16. We went to the A2s, which I didn't really count that as a refinement. I did like the handguard better on the A2, but that was when we went to the 3-shot burst, which I thought was a stupid thing to get to.
Right.
But
you know why nothing, there was no reason to progress anything, right?
It was peacetime.
Because it was a peacetime army.
Yeah.
There was no push to, there was no life-saving emphasis on the kit and equipment we were using.
That sort of seems to me, though, but that sort of seems to me that would be the time to be getting out there and testing things and doing things instead of waiting till we get into combat and saying, oh, this doesn't work.
Well, you would think that, but what are you going to do?
Yeah,
reality is harsh.
It is. It is harsh. So let's talk tents now, like I was talking about with the two shelter halves. Now they have these one-piece tents that you just pop up. You've got an outer exoskeleton. It's got a bathtub floor in it, and it has a fly in it. And sometimes they have four seasons, and they're all single-man tents, and they're very small. Did you ever use any of those?
No, I didn't.
No?
No.
You talked about a tarp. Did you like to sleep under tarps?
Yeah, I just made a lean-to.
Yeah.
I always kept this one thought in mind. I don't like to be restricted under any circumstances.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, especially in the environments and the purpose in which, you know, I'm working, why would I want to encase myself in all this stuff? You know what I mean? You know, strip down, get into a sleeping bag, get right. That sleeping bag inside of some small one-person hooch. You can't even, you know, you got enough room to stick your nose out so you can breathe. Well, you know, what are you going to do when you need to immediately go to work? Now you got to get yourself out of all that and get up and ready to rock. You know what I mean? None of that ever made sense to me. And I would say about 80% of the time, all I ever used from a sleeping standpoint was a poncho liner. You know, a poncho and a poncho liner.
Right.
That's it. You know, I have those two married up, and that was what I used to keep myself comfortable with while I slept. Because then all I got to do is wake up, roll that up, stuff it in my ruck, and go.
Well, as long as it works that way. I mean, I've seen people talk about their sleeping system, and we'll probably run out of time before I can say this, so I'll just hold this up. But Super Dave Harrington, you can find him at Combat Speed LLC. You can also find him on Facebook at S. Dave Harrington. Find out where he's got gigs going on. Find out what's coming up next in the Super Dave world. I know some of the things he's doing on the side. I'm not going to talk about them. He'll talk about them later, but a lot of stuff coming down the pike. He is so far from done. He's nowhere near it. And we will be right back talking gear with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. On Capitol Hill, a government shutdown clock is now counting down once again. By January 19th, Congress needs to pass roughly a dozen spending bills or parts of the government go unfunded.
It has become crystal clear that it will take more than a week to finish the appropriations process.
Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who announced an earlier spending deal with new Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson, but there's been some pushback in the days since. Several House conservatives are speaking against the deal because it does not include include deep enough spending cuts. Hunter Biden is pleading not guilty to federal tax charges in California. The president's son arrived at the arraignment Thursday in downtown Los Angeles. Entering his plea, he faces 3 felony and 6 misdemeanor charges and stands accused of failing to pay taxes, among other things. Hunter could face sentencing of up to 17 years in prison if convicted there. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become 1 in a million.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC and talking gear. And one thing that I noticed is that for a lot of people nowadays, when we're talking sleep system and or shelter, a lot of guys have gone to this thing where they get out there and they've got all of that cold weather clothing on.
Right.
And then they do exactly what you were just talking about with tarp and a liner and everything, but they've got the cold weather gear on, which is much more insulating than the stuff that we used to have. And they sleep right in that with that on, and then if they just kick that off, then they are ready to go because they're already in uniform.
Exactly.
Did you ever use any of those cold weather systems for uniforms?
Yeah, I sure did. We had the Spear system.
Right.
What was called the Spear system. And I still have the majority of all that gear because it's an Army regulation somewhere that anything that, you know, a soldier wears next to their body, next
stays
to their
room,
skin,
yeah,
they keep it. So I have the Spear system. You know, the only downside to it is I don't recall it ever being in any kind of camo. It was all black.
Right.
But you had, like, silk long johns, bottoms and tops, you know. Then your uniform layer. Then there was another lighter pants and jacket type piece, the middle piece. And then, of course, you had the over pants and the parka kind of a thing. And it was outstanding. You could wear or mix and match or do whatever you wanted to with the spear system and pretty much be covered covered down on any kind of inclement weather or cold weather. But again, I will reinforce the fact that I never, I was in first group, which was operational area of Middle East, PACOM, the Pacific Rim.
Right.
And I was in third group, which was Africa. Now, it's not to say, it can't get cold in either place. It's just, it's not like I ever did anything in Europe where I had to operate in sustained, like, deep winter circumstances.
Right.
And I was, I guess, now that I think about it, I was fortunate to avoid that completely.
Right. Well, but I mean, when you start talking about the desert, you got to be fairly flexible when you're in the desert because, like you said,
The desert's horrible.
Yeah. Heat injury during the day and cold weather injury during the night.
Exactly.
So that was going to be that means you're carrying a lot of stuff, doesn't it? You got to carry a lot of stuff for that.
It's you can actually become a gear junkie pretty quick. If, you don't have the experience to get by, make maximum use out of every piece of gear you carry. Otherwise, I've either been in the, light infantry as far as combat arms.
Right.
I was in the light infantry on my feet. I've never been a part of a mechanized unit or anything like that. It's been all light infantry and, special forces. So, I pretty much spent my career on my feet under a rucksack.
Right.
So I had things pretty well metered out as far as, something that we are overlooking that I do want to mention is you can only be as prepared as possible. You still have to have the intestinal fortitude to suck it up.
Right.
When the suck factor is going through the roof. When the suck meter is pegged out.
Right.
You got to put up with it, and go for it. But the smarter you are about your kit and equipment and how you employ it, the better off you'll be.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I mean, you put out a good point about, well, I got issued a lot of stuff, but I didn't carry a lot of it. And that's where the smarts come in. You got to be able to look at where you're going, what you're going to be doing. A smart right. person would take into consideration what time of year it is. Like springtime in Europe is rainy season.
Right.
Right. And, exactly. Fall in Europe is rainy season. But then the rainy season goes away like in early September and becomes the snowy season.
Right.
And you've got to be able to make that switch. Now, I was always in mechanized infantry, so I had a vehicle to where I could carry some extra stuff. But I still, mm-hmm. despite I had more space and everything on it, I didn't have to walk it. I had three or four people in the vehicle with me that I had to make space for as well, but I was in charge of the vehicle so I could, I could right. say what they could and couldn't have, and, but that was,
RHIP.
Yeah, I didn't abuse that position too much, so.
Right.
In any event.
One thing I would like to put emphasis on.
Sure.
About personal kit and equipment.
Right.
If you have, whether you're in the military or not, military is much better about it now than they ever have been in the history of the military. But even for the civilians out there that are into orienteering and hiking and climbing and all that kind of stuff, where you're outdoors a lot, the best and probably most expensive piece of gear you should have or have invested in are your boots or whatever you have on your feet.
Right.
That's protecting your feet and providing support for your ankles.
Right.
Even if you don't like wearing like high boots or like a military style boot that has, the way they measure them is like 7 inches or 10 inches high. And I don't know what they're measuring that from. Maybe right. The floor or the ground. But high quality footgear that provides ample ankle protection. Cannot put enough emphasis on that.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, I found this out several years ago. I was going hog hunting down south, but here, South Florida, legit. And I went and bought me a nice set of snake boots.
Right.
Well, the snake boots come up and completely, you know, protect your calf. And they end, the top of the boot is basically just under your knee. Well, I have always had the idea that a good combat boot would provide that same level of coverage and protection of your calves, ankles, and feet.
Hold it right there. We're talking about boots. We're going to get back to that because boots are very, very, very important. That's, I will attest to that. I'll tell why when we get back. Combat Speed LLC, that is the vehicle that Mr. Harrington here drives. This is where he teaches you how to be a gunfighter. And you can find out more information by going to his Facebook page, S. Dave Harrington. Befriend him and keep tabs on what's going on with that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This is the last time on the firing line talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed. We were talking boots, and I had to interrupt you. So go back to talking about some boots. I'll tell you my boot story after you tell me yours.
Well, I was pretty much done, man, but yeah. I will reinforce the point that, I think it would be prudent if those in the position of engineering footgear or combat boots for the, all forces, all right. U.S. forces.
Right.
They should look at the type of coverage and materials that are used to make snake boots. Because, if you think about it, think about all the lower extremity injuries that you take from secondary projectiles, secondary projectiles that are generated by explosive devices, blah, blah, blah. And you could probably cut down on injuries quite a bit if, the actual combat boot provided protection from the knees down.
Right.
Anyway, that's my 2 cents on that. Go ahead.
So, even though I was in mechanized infantry, we had this insane commemorative thing we did where my unit during World War I had made this headlong retreat out of the Vosges Mountains in Belgium as the Germans were chasing them out. So, to commemorate that, once a year we would road march back from Grafenwehr to Bamberg in Germany. Which I can't remember which it was. I suspect it was the lower number, but I think it was either 115 or 135 miles in 3 days. So I think it was probably 115.
Right.
Now, even at 115 miles, if you did not have a good pair of boots and if you did not plan, you needed 3 pairs of socks during the day.
Oh, yeah, easy.
So we needed to have 3 pairs of socks. We needed to get a really good fitting pair of boots. And it was, back in those days, we had to polish our boots. We had black leather boots, right? Remember that? And
oh, yeah.
The German black leather boots that we were authorized to wear were so much better for marching of that type than the Cochrane jump boots, than the issue boot. I don't remember. I don't remember what else was available to us on the American side from either the issue boot, the Cochran jump boot, or the jungle boot.
Right.
And that one just, that's not a marching boot. The jungle boot's not a marching boot. So,
not at all. It's a jungle boot.
Yeah. Nowadays, nowadays I either wear Ganners or Solomons.
Right.
And I like the Ganners because they're very well put together, but I like the Solomons because they're sort of like a hybrid between a basketball shoe and a combat boot.
Right.
And they give lots of support, but they don't weigh as much. And boots are absolutely, that's a piece of equipment that you have got to spend some money on. You can get away, I think you can be a little cheaper on some of the other stuff, but boots, that's one of the things you don't want to skimp on.
That's fact.
Yeah.
You got to take care of your feet.
Yep.
Period. And that's, with the boots, your socks are just as important as your boots.
Yep.
You know, you go, spend $300 on a pair of boots, and then you're wearing a pair of 5 cent socks.
Yep.
That don't make sense. So,
when you
taking care of your feet is a function of your socks and your boots.
And when you fit that boot, you don't want to have a lot of movement when you put that on. You want to put on your sock that is going to be your biggest marching sock, because you need a thick, nice, padded, wicking, breathing, padded sock. Put that on, put on the boot, and if it's snug enough, but at the same time it's not pinching you anywhere or compressing you anywhere, that's your boot. Or at least that's what I found.
Well, true, and that's a good start point, but you still need a viable break-in period.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
very few are going to actually, the way I figured out how to break in the Danners is I start out lacing them loose, and then each and every time I start, every time I put them back on the next time, I lace them a little tighter, a little tighter, a little tighter, and then it's a very fine boot, but I mean... And nowadays, for a pair of boots, what do you think? Between $180 and $250, and that's probably the minimum price of admission?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I would probably bump it up to at least $300, because the pair of cold weather boots that I just bought were like $270.
Yeah. Well, what kind of boot was that?
But they're Danners.
Okay.
But they are like for deep cold. They're deep cold weather boots. I bought them for hunting, deer hunting.
Right.
Simply because, you get out in the bush and you go static for hours on end.
Yep.
Without, a lot of movement involved, your feet are going to suffer.
Yep.
But I took care of that.
I would imagine an ex-military guy would be a very, very pesky deer hunter for the deer, because military guys know how to embrace misery.
Oh, yeah.
They know how to sit there and just suffer quietly.
I've been known to stack them up like cordwood.
Yeah. Deer.
I love deer hunt.
Yeah. What's your deer hunting weapon?
Believe it or not, I either use I've got a BAR in .30-06.
Yeah.
That I use for when I have anything, say, 200 yards and beyond.
Right.
But my favorite brush gun for deer is a Harrington and Richardson single shot, break action, 12 gauge slug gun.
Okay.
With a rifle bore. And of course I do have it's a specific, shotgun slug scope.
Right.
And, a lot of people wouldn't think that would be a big deal, but, based on the energies that are created by a 12 gauge slug and blah, 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 you want to make sure that you do use a shotgun scope. But It's just a single shot slug gun, and I've got a Crimson Trace. I want to say it's a brush line something slugger scope.
Right.
It has a shotgun slug BDC reticle that's graduated in 25 meter increments. So you start with a, excuse me, you start with a 50 yard zero.
Right.
And I want to say the, I don't know how far out the actual BDC runs, probably 400 or 500 yards, but you're really not going to shoot beyond probably 200 or 300 yards with it. And then for a lot of people, I'm sure a lot of people that are listening are probably going, whoa, he's out of his mind. Well, your skill has everything to do with your ability to hit.
Right.
With what you're using to hit with. So, you know, I have no problem, from an ethical standpoint of making the decision to engage a deer at, say, 200 yards.
Right.
With this setup.
Well, we'll have to get into that next time. We're about to run out of time here. I do want to ask this before we do. Do you carry a secondary weapon just in case of other predators while you're out there deer hunting?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I wear a G20 10 millimeter in a chest rig.
That's God's caliber, isn't it, 10 millimeter?
For any type of two- or four-legged critter, yes. Yeah. 10 millimeter is a flat-out standing cartridge.
There you go. Thank you for joining me today.
If you're using the proper load.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Mr. Bill.
Yes, sir. As for me, I'll be back on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. Carry your weapon everywhere you can. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.